Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, joining us is a guy who's much in demand here as a Philadelphia Eagles fan, as anything. Our inside sources say Angelo and the boys or somebody is even after getting him on. We recommend that he do it. Jake Tapper of CNN, Philadelphia born and bred, with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jake, welcome back.
Thank you. It was a great victory. A great victory.
What's the moment you were at the game there the other night? Any number of celebrities. I saw the photos with your dad, the pediatrician. So what was the moment for you?
Well, obviously the first run was just awful. And I was just, my heart was sinking. Oh, no, they're not there. They're not in the right place. But I guess the interception touchdown was the first time I was like, okay, maybe we're in it. And then the flea flicker. I mean, the flea flicker was just so incredible. I don't know. There were just so many great ones. I mean, Foles is not usually known as a guy who throws the long ball, and yet there he was doing so and scoring a touchdown. It was just, you know, you don't see blowouts for the NFC Championship like that very often. It's usually, well, I guess sometimes you do, but. But anyway, it was a wonderful game. I guess I didn't give you one moment, but I'll go with the flea flicker.
Oh, the flea flicker. Okay. Well, here the local Fox 29, Jake, showing this, the numbers topped by 10,000 last year. They were the Super Bowl channel nationwide, and here locally, it even beat that. That's how intense this area was for it. And I'm sure down there at the field, it had to even be more so. Every celebrity that we had seemed to be there.
Yeah, and one of the other things that was great was one of the guys who works there at the for the Eagles, who was really nice. He went to my high school. A guy named Ari Reutemann. He's the vice president. He told me that the fans, I guess they have ways of like seeing how many people are in the seats at any given moment, just like scanning the stadium, and fans were like, it was like 11,000 more fans were in their seats at the very start of the game than they were the week before. I mean, people were just there to watch and to enjoy the game and to see every minute of it.
Without a doubt. Now, you're leading the charge, too, taking apart the Patriots as a journalist.
Oh, yeah.
And you're right, journalistically. But it was on your own network, CNN, telling Brooke Baldwin that they're cheaters. What has been the result of you saying that?
Well, there's been a lot of blowback.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, you know, I was commenting as a fan, not as a sports journalist. You know, I've been very honest and open about my bias every Sunday, tweeting about, you know, fly equals fly. I am not an impartial sports analyst. So that's for one. But two, I mean, there has been There are reams of documents and investigations by ESPN and the NFL detailing Spygate and Deflategate and various things that the Patriots have admitted to. So it's not like this is news. But that said, in the name of people taking it, not sure whether they're listening to me as a journalist or as an Eagles fan, I'm going to try to only say nice things going forward, just because I don't want people thinking that I'm somehow proclaiming myself impartial when it comes to this sort of thing, although there has been plenty of impartial journalism and analysis showing that the Patriots are indeed cheaters.
Oh, nicely played. Well, they are, and it's sad because they're two of the best. He's the best quarterback ever, I think, and Belichick is arguably the best coach. And
yeah, so I don't disagree with any of that.
Yeah, why resort to what they resort? Yeah. Because that's what Belichick is going to do, and I think Brady did Deflategate. I don't think there's any doubt. Anybody that's played football knows the advantage. Or even looking, Jake, at the size of quarterbacks' hands, because in cold weather situations, like the Goff guy who plays for Los Angeles, He's got relatively small hands. It's really tough to throw a ball through the wind and cold and all that. That's what it comes down to.
Look, when they use every advantage that they can have, that is in alliance and in accordance with the rules. You know, like I don't care if Belichick wants to only have left-handed or left-footed punters. That's his thing. Great. Mm. You know, that's the rules. He wants to be smarter. He wants to be better. Great. Do it. You know, all more power to you. But when they use surreptitious means, when they pretend to, when they get access to other teams' practices or whatever, not on the up and up, you know, then you're breaking the rules, and that's cheating. But like that said, again, you're baiting me here, Dom. You're baiting me.
Well, absolutely. Well, that's what you do all day with everybody in Washington. So I need a little bit of practice here.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. But no, it is a journalistic point.
This is it. This is my last. I'm just going to, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it. Starting now. And I've said what I said. And if people want to like Google ESPN, Patriots, cheaters, that cheating, fine, go do it. That's your thing. I am only going to say nice things. And I'm hoping for the best for our boys at the Bowl.
Okay. Well, that's all fair enough. Now, in your day job, the shutdown, you had some comments too on people talking with you on the inside. It was kind of surprising to me that once you go into that, to capitulate that quickly shows that you're not holding a very good hand. But did Schumer gain anything? That's what they're trying to put out there. There was some master plan here he gained by going government shutdown and then coming out of it quickly.
Well, they did get something. I mean, it wasn't a lot, but they did get something, which is they have a commitment with the Republicans to try to come up with this big master bill that will address immigration, spending caps, and disaster aid. It's almost impossible to conceive of a time that in the next 2.5 weeks they would be able to achieve some agreement on a bill like that. But you know, I guess it's possible, and if they don't, assuming that they vote to fund the government, McConnell has committed to an open debate and amendment process on immigration, which means that the Gang of Six or anyone else can introduce their immigration bill, which means that there can be legislation introduced to help the Dreamers. McConnell's people say they were going to do that anyway, and McConnell said so publicly. But the Democrats say, he said it, but he never committed to a time. Now we have a time. I think there are a lot of Democrats who think that Schumer and the rest blinked. But we'll see. I guess, you know, the proof will be in the pudding. What happens? It's still a very tough path for anybody hoping for an immigration bill that builds the wall, or anybody hoping for an immigration bill that provides some legal path for the Dreamers. The only way forward is a compromise in the Senate, and it's unclear that the House is willing to pass anything that provides a path for the Dreamers. So the best scenario for anybody who wants something to pass to come on the president's desk, whether it's border wall funding or Dreamers or what, the best case scenario is the Senate passes some sort of compromise bill, like the Gang of Six bill, but maybe a little bit more conservative. The House passes a conservative bill by Congressman Bob Goodlatte. There's a conference committee. They reconcile it, which means that it's basically a conservative bill, but with some sort of pass for the Dreamers, because you need that to get back through the Senate again, because you need to have at least 9 Democrats, if not more. And then it passes the Senate again, passes the House again, and goes to the president's desk. Now, you know, it's very difficult to see how that happens. And it's also very difficult to see that this ends up with Democrats happy. So I don't particularly think that they got a lot out of it. But then again, I'm not saying that I'm in favor of government shutdowns either.
Exactly. What's on the lead today at 4 o'clock on CNN? What do you lead off with?
Well, we have a lot. We'll have to see, obviously, what keeps happening. What's the latest on immigration going forward? We'll have to see what else is going on with the tensions between the FBI and the Department of Justice, with word that Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, pressured Christopher Wray, the FBI director, to fire Andrew McCabe as number 2. and that Ray threatened to resign if he was forced to do that. That's pretty big. And then, so much else is going on. There's a good government group that is challenging the alleged payment that Michael Cohen, the president's lawyer, made to Stormy Daniels, the porn star, for $130,000, saying it's basically an illegal in-kind contribution to a campaign. It's the same charge that went that John Edwards was charged under. You might remember a hush payment to his partner. And, we got so much else going on. Some Americans were killed in Kabul. There's a school shooting in Kentucky. Today's the day of Larry Nassar, that horrific...
Let me ask you about Nassar, Jake. I've looked at it, and the thing that comes back to me is this guy did these things. I don't think there's very much doubt on all that, in my view. The parents and the others, this is the only way you're going to be a U.S. Olympian to put up with some of this stuff? The number of these females that he did this to, and that they didn't speak out, they didn't tell their parents?
No, a lot of them did.
And what happened?
They would complain, and they were told by Michigan State University as far back as 1999, they were not believed. There is evidence that people at the USA Gymnastics and the U.S. Olympic Committee knew before the Nassar arrest, and maybe 2014, 2015. There are any number of people who were of young women who were telling their parents, and their parents were alarmed. And you know, it's horrific. And in fact, there have been at least two suicides as a result, at least in part, of these scandals. One young woman committed suicide, and the father of a young woman committed suicide because he didn't initially believe her.
Well, what I'm saying is, I don't know how you continue. The Olympics is a dream. This is the path. But if you're not being listened to, the media hasn't picked up on it or not yet, I know it's an awful choice. That's your dream. We're up to the Winter Olympics now. But you can't continue to go back with this guy there.
I'm not a psychologist. I can't explain or understand the psychology of this type of thing. But when you love a sport and you're being told that this is normal and just, you know, you go along to get along, a lot of people do that, whether men or women in horrific situations. And obviously we're in the middle of a culture change when it comes to this sort of thing. And it's just absolutely horrifying when you think about these little girls. I was reading about one who was molested by him when she was only 10 years old.
Wow.
Not that the age really matters. But, I mean, I can't explain it, but these were obviously children, and sometimes they were not being believed, and a lot of times they were being told, this is what you need to do to compete in the sport that you love so much.
Unbelievable. Jake, thank you very much. To be continued. Hope to hear you on Locally with Angela or one of these guys. I'd recommend it. It'd be good radio.
Okay, sounds good.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.